A very warm welcome to the Harrogate Family Law Show for March, as if it's March already. I'm joined in the studio by Emma from Harrogate Family Law. Really lovely to see you again. Another month's gone by. We're here again with more great advice from Harrogate Family Law. We're going to be looking at the importance of court orders today.
Yeah, so today I thought we'd discuss the importance of obtaining a final financial court order on divorce, given that we've had a number of inquiries where it's clear that people are under a bit of a misconception, really, as to the effect of their divorce. So when I was here last time, we touched very briefly on how the order which brings your marriage to an end, which is known as the decree absolute, does not bring to an end the financial claims that you and your spouse have against each other as a result of the marriage. And this fact is actually not that well known. So it's only the court that can regulate or dismiss those claims you have against each other by making a final financial order in connection with your divorce.
This is really interesting because it's been in the news a lot about this, about people who've maybe been stung a few years later after, I don't know, making some money in a business or something. So does that mean that you have to go to court to get the end to these financial claims?
Not necessarily. So you and your spouse may be able to negotiate a financial settlement, and in the majority of cases this is possible. The way this can be done is through a variety of methods that we've discussed previously on our show. For example, through do-it-yourself discussions around the kitchen table, mediation, collaborative law, arbitration, or more traditionally through solicitor negotiations. And it would only be if you and your spouse can't reach an agreement between yourselves that ultimately the courts would have to impose a settlement and you would lose any decision-making power.
Okay, so if I've reached an agreement through one of the methods you just mentioned there, what's the next step that you need to take?
So the agreement should be converted into a formal document and approved by a judge in court as an order to make it binding on both of you and also enforceable. So I'll return to the issue to do with enforcing a court order a little bit later. But if you and your spouse have reached an agreement together, then this order would be known as a consent order for obvious reasons. So you can obtain one without having to actually go to court. And what happens is the parties file a draft of the consent order containing the terms of their financial settlement, together with a brief financial statement that just sets out their current financial position. The papers are then considered by a judge who will look at the order to see if it's legally acceptable, and if the judge does accept the order and it's approved, and then it's sent to the parties to implement.
Brilliant. So we're going to have a look in the second part at what type of things the court order sets out. We'll be doing that next on the Stray FM and Harrogate Family Law Show.